regarding the education of students with disabilities, their individual education program includes a statement of how the student will be supported in attaining the annual goals that the team decides is important. Every individual education program has to also include a statement about how the child will be involved in the general curriculum and actually progress in that general curriculum. And also, related to LRE, how much the student will be educated and participate with students with and without disabilities. And this access to the general education curriculum is intended to be with appropriate modifications or supports or services that allow the student to be able to access the curriculum, to be able to learn from it, to be able to demonstrate what they know, and to be able to be a part of that curriculum with their peers. The reason why this provision is so important is because historically many students with disabilities who were in the general ed settings, classroom or school, were still denied access to that general ed curriculum. There was a tendency for educators to say, the student cannot learn this, and therefore we're not even going to bother. We'll just provide them with their own curriculum, or we'll unfortunately just kind of let them bide and not really progress. And what this does is compel all the planners, all the folks on the team, to make sure that the student is participating as much as possible in what every other kid is learning. And so one of the greatest ways in which you see that facilitated is that now all planning that goes on for these students with disabilities must address the regular content standards and benchmarks that every child is learning at that grade level. And so it just forces us all to think about how can we help this kid at least achieve as much as possible in the same content and the same skills that his or her peers are learning.